Hello, this is The Way Phase 4, and I'm your host, Steve Lascalzo. This podcast is dedicated to my fandom of everything going on with Marvel on Disney+. Today's discussion is our first about the next show to debut in Marvel Studios Phase 4, and that is Loki. Episodes will air Wednesdays instead of Fridays on Disney+. All we have to go on is news stories and trailers, but we do discuss what we've seen about the show and anything Marvel Studios has released up to this point, including WandaVision and The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. If that bothers you, come back later when you've caught up. You have been warned. Want to be part of the podcast and have your voice heard? Well, first write down something interesting, then send it to us by email. This is the way, phase4@gmail.com. You can also interact with us on Twitter @TheWayPhase4 or Facebook.com/TheWayPhase4.
Someone's changing the proper flow of time. And you need me to help you stop them.
What could possibly go wrong?
There's like a million things.
What makes Loki tick?
So, what can we expect? Well, this show is centered on a Marvel Phase 1 villain turned not quite villain, but still mischievous, Loki. He was abandoned as a baby frost giant prince on Jotunheim, but then adopted by Odin after a battle there, and then raised as an Asgardian prince and younger brother to Thor. Magic concealed his frost giant heritage from him and everyone else, but then he learns about it in the very first movie that we meet him. Then, over the years, since that first Thor movie, he went to chief enemy of the original Avengers, then to prisoner, then to his brother's sidekick, and then dead when he tried to stop Thanos at the very beginning of Avengers Infinity War. So, wait, if he's dead, how does Marvel Studios make a show about him? Well, it seems to be based on a scene in Avengers Endgame where there was a handcuffed Loki taking the Tesseract after the Battle of New York. Hulk burst through the wall, and then the Tesseract slid to his feet. He bent over, picked it up, and disappeared, right? Apparently, that trip, or trips, through time have put him on the TVA's naughty list, and he's got some fixing to do. From the trailers, that appears to mean even more time travel, this time sanctioned, and perhaps not one clearly defined enemy, perhaps instead the enemy may be Loki himself, or rather variants of himself, which are just versions of Loki that exist in the timelines he's created because of that hopping through time. It seems like the Time Variance Authority wants to close the branches. But I'm thinking that maybe the final straw comes. What happens if the TVA expects Loki to close all those timelines and then accept his fate of death at Thanos' hand in the original or sacred timeline? What happens if Loki's not really okay with that?
Loki, you are charged with escaping from your timeline. How do you plead?
A god doesn't plead.
Well, what do you think? Email us at thisisthewayphase4@gmail.com or interact with us on Twitter @thewayphase4 and on Facebook. Now, once the first show has aired, we'll be back to podcasting. And this has been This Is The Way Phase 4's preview of Loki. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Steve Lascalzo. Until next time, friends.